Foggy Mountain Gospel. The Boys from Indiana did Forgiveness Just Ain't in Her Plan. And finally, we heard an instrumental by Flat and Scruggs, Shuckin' the Corn. And that brings us up to the 12 o'clock hour. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. And on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. My name is Jack. We've been listening to Old Grass and New Grass for the past 3 hours. Stay tuned now for Terrasonic.
Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a glorious spring Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful day and making Terrasonic and KGNU part of your weekend. As usual, we've got a lot of great music ahead for you on the program today. We're going to begin with some Saint Germain coming to the Ogden Theater this Wednesday, April 13th. Looking forward to that one. And we're going to check out something from his latest self-titled release, Sitting Here, Getting Us Going, on Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. We'll be right back.
nikadoke ya e baraka kuhani ya manyani baraka balia e
Perdi a fortuna, foi lá que eu perdi a mulher. Quando eu eu perdi a mulher. Eu tomei um bocado amargoso, cresci num rio perigoso, aonde eu não tomava pé. Perdi a mulher, perdi a mulher, perdi a mulher e peguei o Ibagé. Perdi a mulher, perdi a mulher, perdi a mulher e peguei o Ibagé. Perdi a mulher, perdi a mulher, perdi a mulher e peguei o Ibagé. Perdi a mulher, fiquei a pé. Perdi a mulher e peguei o Ibagé. Chamado Tiúma, foi lá que eu perdi a fortuna, foi lá que eu perdi a mulher. Quando eu perdi a mulher, eu comi um bocado amargoso, cresci no rio perigoso, aonde eu não tomava pé. Quando eu peguei no Ibagé, num lugar chamado Tiúma, foi lá que eu perdi a fortuna, foi lá que eu perdi a mulher. Quando eu perdi a mulher, eu comi um bocado amargoso, cresci no rio perigoso, aonde eu não tomava pé.
It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and beyond. Terrasonic comes your way every Saturday, noon to one. Nestled in between old grass, new grass, and reggae bloodlines. In our first set of music, we began with Saint Germain from his self-titled release from last fall, and a track called Sitting Here. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Saint Germain coming to the Ogden Theater this Wednesday, April 13th, bringing a band with him, a very rare tour on North American soil from Saint Germain. So looking forward to that. After that, Clap Clap and a track called Cugiato from an album called Tai Beba, and the new music from Brazil, Sociedad Recreativa, featuring Magabo and Foil de Rebecca, and a track called Ipaje, featuring Alawa Idir. In the background right now, also music from Brazil, from an album called Daora, underground sounds of urban Brazil, hip-hop, beats, afro, and dub. This is DJ Mako and Blue. This program is presented by the KGNU Listener, that's you, and by Denver-based nonprofit Swallow Hill Music, presenting a range of concerts, including Loudon Wainwright III, coming up this Sunday night, April 10th. Tickets and information at swallowhillmusic.org. 303-442-4242 if you'd like to reach me today, or via email feedback@terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
When you go ice hopping, hopping on the ice.
Yeah.
You're listening to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. We're about halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. New music from Konono Number 1 in the background right now, teaming up with Batida for a new album from Cram Discs. We're listening to Tokolanda. Before that, from Ottawa, Canada, it was Rise Ashen from an unreleased record that he recently sent me. And from that, we heard Maljarak, or Snow Dub, from a forthcoming release, teaming up with some Inuit singers and artists. There is Rise Ashen for a very interesting record. Another interesting record before that, Chinese Dub from Jaw Wobble. And off that, we heard Happy Tibetan Girl featuring Z Lan Liao. And also before that, MC Yogi and the instrumental version of Prayer Flags from the instrumental mix of Mantras, Beats, and Meditations. We've got some tickets to give away. If you get these tickets, we ask that you be a KGNU listener member and have not won anything from us in the last 30 days. If you're not a KGNU listener member, we invite you to become one now. The concert is an evening of Brazilian guitar with Yamandu Costa at the First United Methodist Church of Boulder next Friday, or this coming Friday, April 15th. Doors at 7, show at 8. It's an all-ages event. Yamandu Costa was born in Passo Funda, Brazil. His father taught him the guitar at age of 7, and he has become a master of the 7-string guitar, performing Brazilian and Argentinian folk music. If you'd like to see Yamandu Costa, you and a friend, for an evening of Brazilian guitar Friday, April 15th at the First United Methodist Church in Boulder, be the second caller at 303-442-4242. And you can start dialing now. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Pienso cuando maduraban los limones, en el viento de febrero que rompía los tallos de los helechos antes de que el abandono los secara. Los limones maduros que inhalaban con su olor el viejo patio. El viento bajaba de las montañas en las mañanas de febrero y las nubes se quedaban arriba en espera de que el tiempo bueno las hiciera bajar al valle. Mientras tanto dejaban vacío el cielo azul, dejaban que la luz cayera en el juego del viento haciendo círculos sobre la tierra, removiendo el polvo y batiendo las ramas de los naranjos. Y los gorriones reían, picoteaban las hojas que el aire hacía caer y reían. Dejaban sus plumas entre las espinas de las ramas y perseguían a las mariposas y reían. Era esa época. En febrero, cuando las mañanas estaban llenas de viento, de gorriones y de luz, me acuerdo. Rezando rezos interminables sin que ella oyera nada, sin que tú y yo oyéramos nada, todo perdido en la sonoridad del viento debajo de la noche.
Thank you. Ближи ми лявото, ближи ти лявото, движи ми тялото, барото, дези за самото, вънка камарото, само че старото дърпа субарото, на палито, влиза звъртите в халито, това за всички, за яките пички, за малките муцки, дето обичам ги всички, за яките каки, за бендо, за таки, черно парти, за беди и богати шампи, за моя бей, кулки, за бързия ми бей, проблем, за хитъра ми мен, появи се и чеза само за ден. Няма кокейн, няма проблем, има кокейн, голям проблем. Сега на спорта съм фен, за жалост бе мен. Само за ден тя каза ми, пусти ми нещо за фонбе мен. Пуснах един фондютен, дотнах го, станах кондумен. Пуснаха в кондюмен, мале, кендимен, мале.
Абе кой бе мен?
С малката бабара, тя предложи ми да пиеме кафе. Тогава аз запалих си цигара и попитах кога ще се епим. Обичам да се возя, без да се тормозя, отзади да стоя и да си козя. На алкохол признавам не нося, но се откоця кога ще си прося. Тя обича да се кара ми, лока да се бара ми, после задобрява ми, тук спавля да се бара ми, но тази вечер ми ви надали. Само са лигави ми, отношенията изладени, за парти изокарани. Колко си красива, колко си опасна, мале колко си ми ясна, дейм колко си ми дясна, отзад чита плясна, отзад чита плясна, колко си ми тясна, колко си ми тясна, мали, мали, мали.
About 10 minutes before the top of the hour here, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic, coming in for a landing real soon. We just listened to 100 Kila and a track called Balkan Funk Nelegal. Before that, El Hijo de la Cumbia versus Fidel Nadal and Tuno Vas Centaurus. Before that, Pacifico, the name of the record. Debajo de la Noche, the track, and that followed some music from 1970s Nigeria, courtesy of Blo, B-L-O, and Chant to Mother Earth. In the background right now, it's Freak Stylers and the title track to their Bicho de Luz EP, which came out on the Buenos Aires-based ZZK Records. Keep it tuned to KGNU. We've got headlines from the BBC coming up at the top of the hour, followed by 3 hours of the best in reggae music on Reggae Bloodlines. African Roots after that from 4 to 6. 2 hours of the best in African music. At 6 o'clock, it's a full hour of news from the World Service of the BBC. And KGNU's Saturday evening music programming begins with Sound Lab coming your way at 7 o'clock. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Brock Media's Boulder Magazine. Their winter issue is available now. Spring issue, I imagine, coming soon. You can find all of it at getboulder.com. Still time for some music. We're going to check in with some Bombino next. Bombino from Niger, returning to the Front Range. They're performing Friday, the 15th of April, at the Bluebird Theater in a show that KGNU is presenting. I know that sounded probably like a build-up to a ticket giveaway. Sorry, I don't have tickets to give away to that. I'm just plugging the show because I'm looking forward to it. I saw them the last two times they came through, and really a great live performer, Bombino, at the Bluebird Theater, presented by KGNU, coming up Friday, April 15th. We'll check into them next, and we'll come back and say goodbye before it's over. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. 3 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing for real this time. That was the music of Bombino, Timiditin Tarhanam, My Love, I Tell You, and that's from their latest Azel out on the Partisan Records label. And as I mentioned, Bombino coming to the Bluebird Theater Friday, April 15th. KGNU is presenting that show. And, I'm looking forward to it and hope you are too. In the background right now from Ethiopia, it's Kwankwa from their album Volume 2. This is a track called Chemichem. You'll find a podcast for today's show, a playlist. You can download it. You can stream it. All from afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, live performances, and more, all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can join us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Headlines from the BBC just ahead, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. It's all coming your way on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 MHz. And you can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. My name is Joel Davis. This is Terrasonic. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week right back here on listener-powered community radio for Boulder, Denver, and beyond, KGNU. Have a great weekend.
I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Belgium's federal prosecutors says Mohamed Abrini, a key suspect in the Paris attacks, has admitted being the so-called man in the hat seen with two suicide bombers at Brussels airport last month. He's one of four people charged by Belgian police today with taking part in the attacks at Brussels airport and the metro bombings. Here's Damien Grammaticus.
This is a huge breakthrough for Belgian prosecutors who've received much criticism for their handling of the investigations into the Paris and Brussels attacks. Less than 24 hours after being arrested, Mohamed Abrini has, they say, confessed to being the so-called man in the hat, the hitherto unidentified Brussels airport attacker. Prosecutors say presented with their evidence against him, Mohamed Abrini admitted to having been the third man seen on CCTV pushing a bomb on a luggage trolley and walking beside the two suicide bombers who seconds later blew themselves up.
Thousands of people have taken part in a march in the Polish capital Warsaw to protest against plans for a total ban on abortion. Adam Easton reports.
Many of the demonstrators brought coat hangers along to the rally as a symbol of illegal backstreet abortions, which they say would be encouraged by stricter law. Currently, abortion is only allowed in Poland in cases of rape or incest, when a mother's health is endangered, or when a fetus has medical problems. Pro-life groups want to outlaw the practice completely. They're hopeful their bill will gain MPs' support, because the governing Law and Justice Party, which strongly supports Roman Catholic values, has a majority in Parliament.
In the United States, the battle for the Democratic Party nomination has moved to Wyoming, where Bernie Sanders is continuing his efforts to upset Hillary Clinton, the clear frontrunner. Addressing a public rally in New York, Mr. Sanders was optimistic. 30, 30, 30.
We have won 6 out of the last 7 caucuses and primaries. There is a caucus taking place today in Wyoming, and you know, if there's a large turnout there, I hope that we will win that as well.
Mrs. Clinton remains far ahead overall, despite recent wins for Mr. Sanders. But a win in Wyoming could boost either candidate's momentum ahead of the key primary election in New York in 10 days' time. Tens of thousands of people have taken part in protests across France against changes to labour laws. Clashes broke out, and some of the demonstrators in Paris and dozens of other cities threw bottles and firecrackers. The police responded with tear gas. Police say that turnout at the protests appeared to be far lower than at the previous rally in March. The government says the changes should help to reduce unemployment. World News from the BBC. The aid group Médecins Sans Frontières says the world's largest cholera vaccination campaign has begun in Lusaka, the capital of Zambia. MSF, the Zambian Health Ministry and the World Health Organization hope to vaccinate nearly 600,000 people over the next 2 weeks. A cholera outbreak began in Lusaka in February. Nearly 700 people have been infected and 12 people have died. In Lusaka, more than 1 million people live in overcrowded settlements that are at risk of cholera each rainy season. The US Secretary of State John Kerry, who's in Kabul, says there's no fixed date for an end to the power-sharing deal between rival leaders in Afghanistan. The assumption had been that the National Unity Government, formed by Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, would finish in September. But speaking at a news conference, Mr. Kerry, who brokered the agreement after disputed polls in 2014, said there was no particular deadline. Returning residents are to get a glimpse of their homes in the ancient